Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends over at Alienware. So I've got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there, with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Aurora gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core processors. And even better, you could get it during Black Friday, starting at $899.99. That's right, $899.99. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 32 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here, the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Many do not know, I don't think the boys know, but a very special edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, as Joey Coldcut's coming in from the Sunday Mass Fit there with the hair looking real sharp. And Mikey V, what's
like
going
you
on?
Went to Tommy Bahamas.
And just like that. And just like that, we are off to the races here.
It's a wild
great water.
Fit.
Great water,
guy
Michael.
Guy just can't fucking help himself. Half hour late to the agreed time.
No, it was actually half hour late to the
agreed time was 9 a.m.
No, I said 15 minutes late. I was
well, you're 15 before. Minutes late. On top of the 15 minutes late, it's a half hour late.
Gotta have that dialogue, Joey T.
I mean, it was an agreed 9 o'clock. Said it's 15 minutes late. Now it's 9:35.
Wow. Nobody cares. Work harder. Nobody cares.
Good to see you. It's good to see you. That's a great looking sweater.
It's a good looking sweater.
That's really a really nice looking
sweater.
That's a wealthy sweater. Let me see a little more of that sweater,
yeah. Joey. Let's D, see if the you don't sleeves. Mind. Let's turn it sleeves. Around. It's a nice sweater. Where's it from?
Oh.
Well, where's it from? Where's it from?
I'm not sure, actually.
Oh, come on, let him know. Let him know, Diesel.
I don't know, Bob. I don't know.
What is that, a lollipop?
No, it's a stopper.
Oh, Sip Club stopper?
Sip Club. Yeah. By the way, I saw this guy just throwing Sip Club stuff out there. I think there's something going on behind the
juiced
scenes in. With Panera.
Juiced
in. I really do. I think something's...
No, Bob, you used to plug Jersey Mike's every day for like
what?
Months.
That's now true. I hate
And you know what? They didn't come to the beck and call.
Now
you move forward.
Yeah, let me tell you something about Jersey Mike's, man. It's a sandwich that just doesn't get it done in the sense of
you sung their praises for weeks.
Yeah,
man.
Years.
I have been singing Jersey Mike's praises. And I got nothing in return. And
that's not right.
One would claim it's not always about getting something in return. It's just about singing the praise if the praise is meant to be sung.
Got him a lot of views.
Yeah,
you did. A lot of views.
You did a lot of favors for them.
And you know what bothered
me? One might say Mike should thank you.
You know what they did that bothered me, Joe? Is they reached out to me. They had the nerve to reach out to me in a DM and say, hey, we need a big favor from you. It's National Jersey Mike's Day or whatever. If you don't mind posting a sandwich... It's going to charity or whatever. And I'm all for the charity aspect.
They threw the charity in there. They threw the charity in there. I thought they'd throw the word charity in.
I thought it was so nervous. Little do you know, I've post time and time. Why don't you take some of the money on the PR that you've gotten on all these videos, and why don't you give that to charity? I'll worry about my own charity.
Bob, do you think Danny DeVito's giving to charity?
I'm sure for tax purposes, he got that.
I think they spent all the money on Danny DeVito. They had nothing left to give.
He loves to stick it. Every time I see him on a commercial, but cuts be like, look at him, Bob. Look at Danny DeVito.
I mean, Danny DeVito is a pretty special.
Danny DeVito was like an A-list celebrity at one point.
One could say, Bob, if you're losing out to somebody, Danny DeVito's not a bad guy to lose.
No, definitely not.
You could hang your head with pride. Yeah.
Now,
Mikey, I'll tell you who hasn't lost her fastball and who's come back to the fold.
Who's that? Oh, Cousins Maine.
Sure. They have, and they're ready to talk. They're ready to bring us out to Maine. They're ready to do the whole nine yards, lobster boat, fishing, the whole nine. And you know what? He gave us a window. Jim gave us a window of a
Jim's a good guy. 3 months.
Jim's a really good guy. Jim is a great guy. He's a great guy. I had to hit Jim up this Christmas Eve. I had to get some advice. No, not for product. I had to get advice though.
What advice
about what?
Because Christmas Eve fell on a Sunday, and the place I get the live lobster from Christmas Eve was closed on Sundays. I usually always pick up morning of, fresh, kill, cook same day. So I was like, you know, what's the layover time? I got to get it the day before. Should I put them in the fridge? Should I leave them on ice? How should I keep them alive? And he walked me through it. Very helpful. Very helpful.
It's good. Mikey, good guy. This guy with the DMs, Joey D. Did I tell you how I mentioned to him? I was like, man, like I really want to get FIFA because he got me a PS5, which is, by the way, great for my birthday. That's a great gift to get. That's a gift that I'm going to use for a while. But I wanted to get FIFA. He's like, don't go get it, Bob. He's like, I have a code. I was like, what do you mean you have a code? He's like, I know a guy from EA Sports. I'm like, yo, are you serious? This guy comes over to my house. He plugs in a free code to get me FIFA. I'm like, what are you doing?
Is that the FIFA 24? Is that the 24?
So now here's the thing. It's no longer called 24? FIFA.
No, it's not.
EA.
Which is terrible.
FC. EAFC. Yeah.
They had negotiations with the name or something and they had to change it, which is kind of shitty.
Licensing shit is weird. That's the new one. Is that 25 now?
Yeah, it's Blast.
I think I have 24. But that was EAFC 24 too, I think. So they had, I guess that started last year, but whatever. College football comes out in July. That's the big one. First one since whenever.
Perez has been coming over and we're playing co-op seasons together where he comes by and you play on the same team against two other people on the computer. We're 0-4, but we're having a lot.
You can't play online against those kids, man. They're just like, different animal, those kids.
I played online for years. I was always Division 1.
Yeah, back in the day, though. I'm saying right now, if you hop in a lobby online in like Call of Duty or one of these kids are assassins.
Call of Duty, no. Call of Duty, I would say.
I played against those kids for years.
Yeah, I was Division 1. I've been Division 1. I tried to just brush over
If I showed you my trophy case in FIFA, because they have a history.
Your digital trophy case?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Okay,
make that very clear that it's a digital trophy case.
It's in the game. It's a digital trophy.
Well, that's been their motto for years. It's in the game. So yeah.
And it shows you the history of how you've done every year. I've won multiple times in Division 1.
You're a Hall of Famer.
And by the way, if I get relegated to Division 2, it's happened a few times. I will throw a shit fit. There's been a couple times I lose my mind. I pride myself on my FIFA skills. I think I could go toe to toe with some of the best.
Do you still play?
I haven't played in a while, so I would be rusty.
That was my question. Yeah.
I would be rusty. I used to know how to do like different styles of shots, finesse shots. Like I was really on top of it. And then Bob, there's different ways crosses. If you used to triple tap, I think it was the cross button. It would be like a cross on the ground. It wouldn't lift. All different ways to do it.
You know what I can do without? That's the most pointless thing of all time. It never works on the corner kicks. I don't ever want to get a corner kick again because it's
why
you never score on the corner kicks ever. Oh, it's such a waste of
a lot.
Of course.
You got a position, Mikey.
Look at the trophy case.
Look at the trophy case. Joe, would you rather have that digital trophy case or the Aloha Championship?
Oh, that's the Aloha. Oh, yeah, Aloha.
You'd rather have the Aloha.
Although I do pride myself on my FIFA skills.
I bet you.
I really do. Yeah. It's like you with Madden, Bob. You're a different beast than Madden.
I know, but these kids have gotten better, Joe.
I
started off, but then they move you up a little bit. Now I'm just getting worked, man.
You're getting worked?
I have been. Yeah, I've been getting – I have. Some of these kids
I feel like there's an age threshold with video games wherein, not that you can't play anymore, you certainly can and you can certainly enjoy it, but I feel like there is an age threshold wherein if you pass like 30 or 32, I don't know, but there's like a massive drop off as compared to these like 16, 17, 14 year old kids that are just, I mean, these kids are getting paid.
You know what?
You think you can beat that Sketch kid?
He's, by the way, hold on to later in the program. Sketch is the real deal, man. I can beat him. But this guy is. This guy, Sketch, the
His
streamer.
Moment in the sun is coming
who?
To an
end. Oh, Joe, that's.
What's, who is he? Who
he's
is
never
he?
Been on. He's a streamer. He Mikey, this guy's fucking hysterical, man. Oh, he's the best.
No, I don't think he is. I really don't.
Joe's got beef, big beef with him.
The guy doesn't wear anything other than a CJ Stroud Texans shirt.
I think that's great. I only wore an Ed Reed jersey in middle school.
I'm just not a fan, and I don't like when Perez and Bob are on something now, like when they're on like a trend or an online social media person, they try to get that everybody else to like conform to be on that trend. I can't be conformed
with you.
To some
I'm
ridiculous
with you
kid who plays FIFA Madden all day because he goes, all right, brother. Like, I'm not going to conform. And they don't like it. And it's, you know, it is what it is. Like, I don't have beef with them. I just don't need to be on his, you know, on his ass.
I think he's terrible. I really do.
Could you beat him in Madden?
I'll be the first. Yeah, I can beat him. I can beat him. I'm a trends guy.
You can beat
guy.
Him? I thought this guy was like a professional gamer. Is he not?
He's good, but I can beat him. I've seen his.
You should set up a match.
I honestly think he's on another stratosphere. He's probably playing against Danny DeVito. He ain't playing against me anytime soon.
I bet you Danny DeVito's a hell of a Madden player.
Yo, when you're playing Madden, the last we'll talk about it, but when you're playing Madden and you see one of these kids send somebody in motion, like a manual motion.
Oh, no.
You know, if I see that, I know it's going to be a long day.
Can't stop him.
Are you calling like different audibles on defense, Bob?
Yeah, I call audibles on defense. I do switch the defense a lot. I hate playing man because you're always going to get beat in the man. I always go zone. I'm big on Tampa 2.
Would you beat Mikey in Madden?
So are the Bears.
Yeah, huh? I think Mikey would probably take, but Mikey doesn't play Madden.
No, I.
But you have FIFA. A good understanding.
I played FIFA pretty heavy for a while, so FIFA I'm pretty good at. But Madden, I haven't played. FIFA. Madden's been trash, dog. The game's been trash for a while.
I agree.
Really?
That's why I'm excited for NCAA football. I hope that they use a different type of engine as opposed to the one that they use for Madden. The Madden engine is just like, it was just, I didn't like the way the game played for like the last however many years. I haven't played it.
Mike, will you play with any other team but Ohio State?
No.
My God. What if somebody else is Ohio State?
Then I won't play them. I mean, that's my team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Joe, he's just not.
That's ridiculous.
You're not gonna, it is what it is.
It's not like you're not your allegiance to the team.
Oh man, dude. Yeah, those guys are
gonna be tough. You know,
G baby put that on me this morning.
Oh, I won't fight that.
You're
not gonna hear a word from me out of that.
She wanted me to wear it. She thought I could wear this as a bracelet. She wanted me to put it on as a bracelet. I said I'm not gonna fit as a bracelet, baby.
You're not gonna hear a word from me there. A fellow's big announcement, by the way. I don't know if you boys know, I kind of wanted to wait. This is the 5th anniversary of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. The Brilliantly Dumb Show started 5 years ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm glad I wore a collared shirt for the event. Very good.
But you know what? I think, like, think about this, Joey D. When you have a kid, okay, and your time comes and you pass away, and in my eyes, I don't see Joe passing. I could see Joe living to like 115. Like, Joe's gonna live to some ridiculous, ridiculous number where everybody's just like, all right, he's gotta go eventually. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
just an absolute burden to everyone.
Oh my God.
Mikey, don't you think he's gonna live till like 115, like he's gonna live so ridiculously long.
I mean, the guy looks real comfortable right now. I don't see any stress taking over his life anytime soon. No. That sweater, that sip club, that hair. I mean, come on, man. He's got it all going. Look at that interpretive artwork in the background. What is that art deco? That's that's a super nice piece.
You look
super
at Mikey's nice basement, piece. You think he's got about 7 years left.
Yeah.
The Bears. Just wore this guy down.
Yeah. He's seen the best years, man.
Sure. They're gonna behind me. I never denied that. I never denied that.
Ditka's gonna throw him under dirt pretty soon. He's just gonna throw him under dirt. They'll be like the Bears fucking trumpets in the back.
Why does it always have to come back to the Bears?
It's the best. Why?
Because it legitimately Mikey, do you not think, though, if you had to be honest, that the Bears have not taken, like, at least a year or two off your life in terms of stress, anxiety? Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of things, honestly. I think sports in general. And I mean, listen, a lot of people – here's the thing. It's like sports – I feel like if you're really a nut job about sports, people at my age especially, like, people really break your balls about that who aren't into sports. Like, people who aren't into sports – I don't think they get like the level of intensity, fanhood, all that shit.
I don't trust people who aren't into sports, by the way.
I have to agree with that, man. Like, right. especially as a dude, I'm not being sexist, but especially as a dude our age, I have anything against you. I just can't understand how you didn't get into sports as a kid.
To some degree, Mikey, could you
imagine without sports gambling, how carefree your life would be without having to ever worry about losing on a hook or
I would hate that. I wouldn't want that. Like yesterday when Mark's here. So we're recording Sunday morning, for those of you who don't know. So Sunday morning, fresh off the Final Four on Saturday, when Mark Sears from Alabama hit that third three from almost half court in garbage time against you, I went fucking I was out. I was at Luna Woodfire Tavern, official responsibility.
Well, brother, that's
us,
right?
I was out. We were out, a bunch of us, and we watched it live, and I went nuts. Those moments outweigh the loss, those moments where you lose by a hook. When you get something like that, it makes it all worth it, man. All the stress, all the anxiety, all of it.
Joe, Mikey put out a first half pick for his only subs, and bro, all of a sudden you see Jet, like right around the same time, put out the same pick. So I reposted it with the hashtag
#FadeJet. Opposite, dog. He faded me. I had under Purdue, NC State 68.5. And then I see Jet tweet out over 68.5, Purdue, NC State. Thank you.
And you won.
That must have made you feel better.
You won, right?
I did win, yeah.
Yeah, he's the worst. He's the worst. Mikey,
it must have made you feel better seeing that he was on the opposite
side. It didn't because he's a subscriber. I felt like I was being faded. I felt attacked by the Jet there. Jet's going to say he didn't see the pick, or maybe he did see the pick and didn't get it.
You just wait. It's Masters Week coming up. You wait till Masters Week. He is going to be a wreck, Bob.
He's the worst ever. He really is.
Bob, can you make me a promise?
Sure.
Can you just don't ride his Masters picks this week? It'll keep you in a place where you're not happy.
No, he will. You haven't been riding.
But
like
Bob will
picks.
Have him over, and he'll ride.
If he's over,
pure ridership.
Yeah, and to be honest, this is gonna sound so sick. Do I want to win? Yes. When it's losing, I think it's the funniest shit of all time because he's just
That's when you know you're a mogul.
That Purdue first half over, like I looked at the score for the first 2 minutes. They had scored like 11 or 12 points in like 2 minutes. I was like, oh shit.
I'm going to call him
and
real
then
quick.
It just died.
Because he might have put the pick out after he saw you pick it.
Oh, if that's the case, I'm very upset with
it. I can see him.
If that's the case, I'm very
By upset. The way, I don't think he gives a shit.
No, he doesn't at all.
No, he doesn't care.
Are you calling him?
Yeah. Yams?
Yeah.
Hey, you're not on the Brilliantly Dumb Show right now. The pick you put out yesterday that...
I don't know. I don't know.
That loss. did you see Mikey put out that pick and fade him?
No.
Okay. And another thing, do you have any bets for today?
No, I don't give a shit.
Okay, what's wrong?
He just woke up, Bob.
Damn, bro.
He's still asleep.
That's
not, that wasn't even fun. That wasn't even fun. Like that's concerning.
Instead of giggling,
Joe, you should check on him. I'm serious.
I talked to him yesterday.
Don't be a prick.
I talked to him before that half. Though.
Yeah. He's the worst. I've never seen.
Bob, you guys together, everything you take, even you've been better.
I'm bad.
No, but listen, Bob, you've been better lately. You've been back. But when you're with him, it's like mixing oil and water. Whatever you take or he takes, everything loses.
Yeah.
It all loses. It's just a mass genocide of losing.
I'm not.
It's just an absolute bloodbath.
That's why I'm saying don't do it this week. But I will not. I will not be put on his level of how bad he is, because there's nothing.
I'm not saying that you aren't sitting together. You guys lose everything.
I know, but a weird part of me kind of likes it, to be honest.
It's so funny.
To watch his games, and you know right from the start that he's not gonna hit. And you watch it just unfold, and he's just, now that call was concerning, because that's not a just woke Barry, up type bro. Dude.
No, it's Barry not. Well. It's before 10 o'clock. He's just waking up. He's grumpy.
He's usually up way before that, though.
Very grumpy. We've called it.
Yeah, we've called into him before where we got a lot more out of him.
He's usually a little playful. He was not in the mood at all.
Sunday morning, though, for him is he sleeps in on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to release an episode for 4 days, Bob.
I've had some phone calls with Stubby. It's like 4 p.m. He's like, yeah, I'm just getting out of bed. I'm like, oh, man, dude.
I don't know. My body would just be riddled with anxiety for like the next 3 days if I did that.
When was the last time you slept past noon?
Me?
I'm asking either of you.
Bro, when I was 16.
I don't think I've slept past noon for over a decade.
Yeah, I was a teenager. I mean, there's no way.
I feel like if I were to sleep past noon, I would feel like my day was ruined. Like, legitimately.
Yeah, because it is. And then, like, when I would do the overnight shifts, those are the worst. You go into Bob, you were still up early. Yeah, and you just go into a mental depression because you wake up, like, you get home at like 7 a.m. Say you do sleep 8 hours. You wake up
That sleep is not the same sleep, by the way. That's not the same type of sleep.
It's not.
You wake up, I don't care if you sleep, because I've done overnights before, 11 p to 7a. The wake up is like a groggy wake up no matter what. It's just not the same sleep. You could get 6-7 hours. It just doesn't matter. It's not the same type of sleep.
It's bad. And then when you wake up, everybody's done with their day. They've paid their dues, and you're like groggy waking up, and you're just starting. You know what I mean? And you don't get the rush being done with your day when people are starting their day. It's not that. It really will take you into it. That took me into a dark, dark depression.
Bob, how long do you think that mirror box stays in that room?
I thought it was an empty box. It's not. Ticket, call me a little bit. I got somebody coming to set up to do the pod. We're gonna do it. It's not a rabbit.
It's a personal rabbit. It's a hare.
There's a guy coming that me and Joe are gonna start doing the podcast in the same
together.
Room
with Mikey
on the TV.
Yeah, Ticket said he's getting the guy to get the camera.
First episode will release on our 6th anniversary.
Possibility.
Yeah, that was
very, very possible.
I'll tell you what was a low moment for me. When I had this big hype up about the studio, and then that thing, every episode I came on, I would just get fucking ripped up by you guys, dude. Every episode.
Did you see the post I put up where he came? He had to drop off my clubs the other day, and I go out to meet him, and he's got like 6 ginormous bags of ice.
What'd you do with all that ice, by the way?
It was for the cold plunge.
What'd you do with the ice? Yeah, but I know it wasn't
freezing a kidney or something.
I know his intention was to use it for the tub, but his tub is like the one I got where they give you the condenser, the chiller. Or his tub is actually probably built into the tub.
It was supposed to be.
Condenser.
But it was supposed to be, and I called them, and they said, no, you're not supposed to have to put ice. It should stay
No, you're not. Cool. It does it itself, yes.
I know.
Yes,
it's got a condenser. Yeah, so what did you do with all,
but the question is, you're not going to return ice. What'd you do with all the ice?
Bobby Manuels.
It gets worse. I put the ice in, and then I post-mated 10 bags of ice prior. But when I post-mated the ice, the guy was going the wrong way. So the minutes kept racking up. So I'm like, there's no way he comes to the house. Also, okay. I felt bad for post-mating ice because, like, as the post-mater, if you have to go pick up 10 bags of ice, that's terrible.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of pressure on that. With the
puts the car.
Guys, it's like Keanu Reeves in Speed. Like you're rushing against time.
You are.
If his car goes below 50 miles an hour, it's just going to break down.
Joe wanted me to come up to his place when I dropped off the bags. I said, I can't. I said, I got the ice. I'm so afraid of the ice melting. I brought the ice back. I put the ice in. And then it turns out I come there and there's 10 bags of ice sitting outside my door.
Melted?
Close to it. Yeah, close to
it. So you just let it, you just kept them outside and let them melt.
I put it in the downstairs shower just to let it bleed out.
Like it's a fucking deer.
Yeah, dude, that was a mess.
Bob, you need a camera on you at all times. Like literally, like start of the day to end of the day, you need a camera on you at all times. It would be wildly entertaining.
That goes for you too as well, though. You too, nut jobs. Joey D probably more than anything, but like, there needs to be, there's a lot of things I'd love to do, like to put like a GoPro on. Like I'd love to put a GoPro on Joe for the DMV. Like I would thoroughly, Mikey, wouldn't you watch a live stream of Cutsy just like at the DMV? You know, like,
I would watch any live stream where Joe has to deal with customer service. Any single one, whether it's the DMV, it's, you know, over the phone, anything.
Hold on. A hotline or something. That'd be great.
Yes.
But he has to take it seriously. Like if he actually had to like go to work.
Right. He does take it seriously though, for the most part, whenever he's posted anything, like the one with the bank. I mean, I still think that, I know the garage door video gets so much play for obvious reasons, but I still think, I don't know if I laughed any harder than the bank video when he was yelling at the lady over the intercom in the bank when he's like, madam, ma'am,
Bob's apartment.
That to me was one of the best. That was like a top five video Joey D all time.
Joe, I forgot about could you send that video to Ticket so that they can play it?
It is a tremendous. Yeah.
Hi, this machine is gone. Hi, this machine has gone to hell. It won't work. Hello, madam. Ma'am.
This machine has gone to hell. Ma'am. That's... The lady on the other end is probably like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, who is he calling me madam? Like, what the fuck?
Mikey, go ahead. I got to sneeze. You can go ahead. I got to sneeze.
I have nothing.
Bless me.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you. I was in the cart with him the other day.
The Robert Burgermeister. I remember that one. that's the character from the Jetsons movie. I forget the fucker's name, man. That little kid from the Jetsons movie. I can't remember.
Bro, going through these archives is just crap.
With an F, I think Furby. Tough scene. You know what the fucked up thing about that picture was? Like that was just like a normal face. That's what's fucked up about that.
Oh, go through the archives always brings me so much joy.
Archives
really does. Oh my god,
Furby
Bob's archives.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Bob's archives could bury everybody.
I run deep, dude.
The only guy I know that holds a more dangerous archive than Bob, there's only one guy, is Louie Luna. Louie Luna.
Really?
Dude, this guy will pull out something from like 10 fucking years ago and drop it in a group chat out of nowhere, very similar to Bob. Him and Bob.
That's diabolical.
It's evil. It's pure fucking evil. It's pure evil. There's no other word for shit like that. None.
When I was in the Verizon store getting the new phone, which by the way, the new battery sucks. It really does.
I think it's good.
It depletes so fast.
Well, when you're on your phone 14 hours a day, I mean,
You know what? If I'm on 14, you're on 13. Screen time. Yeah, I got mine today. My feedback today was not good.
What's your screen time?
I had a rough one today. I was up 20% and I got 10 and a half hours.
That is tremendous, bro. There's so many good ones, dude. The bird of paradise hair. That was a great one, too.
This isn't fair to the audio listeners.
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah, well, that's why you got to watch it on YouTube. You got to get on YouTube, dog.
Yeah,
get on. Subscribe to that YouTube, man.
I realized that on Spotify, you can watch it with video, too, now.
Okay.
Yeah, I almost think about taking that away, though, because I would rather have people come to YouTube. So part of me thinks maybe we should put it away.
Well, maybe if you took it away from Spotify, we might lose some listeners. We want to – every listener is a valuable one.
Yeah, I love those YouTube ones, though, man. Like, I like looking at the audio downloads. There's something real special about seeing the YouTube downloads go up.
Yeah, YouTube is different, man. I guess maybe because I don't check the audio stuff. I'm only on YouTube, but the YouTube
I wonder – no good. So if this is the fifth anniversary, I wonder how many episodes we've done.
It's a good question.
Just the three of us? Gotta be a lot.
Tell you what.
Well, no, Mikey V and Bob did almost probably months worth of episodes before I came on.
I don't think it was that long, dude.
No, Joe.
Because I came on for the Metcalf pick.
That was around the same time, though. Like, I would say maybe a month or two of just me and Bob, and that was it, I think.
Yeah, I don't think... I wouldn't even say that long. I think you came on pretty quick through it, Joe. For me, the show got so much more like the years of doing it when it was just me and just running through different comedy bits. Like it was hard to do. Like it's hard to think of that just to talk to yourself. Producer. Yeah, I would talk to a producer that was never there. She wasn't actually there.
It was me.
What do you mean?
Bring me out for dinner on Sunday night. You'd you'd ask for ideas. And I would just spew these and that wild was concoctions.
That was fun, though. That was the glory days. That was a lot of fun. But when I would talk to Grace,
me, Mikey, he'd call me and be like, "Cutsy, you want to get a little zipped up?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And then we just go. I just start stalking.
By the way, for people, that's a weed gummy, by the way. That's a weed gummy.
Yeah, people are going to interpret that.
Of course.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Don't misinterpret that.
If you hear zippy, you think something else. Yeah.
No, no. It's an edible.
Say like
small edible. Small edible.
Tiny. Teensy weensy.
Little edible.
And this guy would be on his phone just taking notes. Because when I get high, just everything that comes to my mind, it just releases.
You're like the Canadian Bob Marley.
that's high praise, Michael. I don't know if I deserve that.
Oh, I think you do. I think you deserve more, to be quite honest.
Damn,
that's a nice shirt too, Bob.
Yeah,
by the
way,
really nice shirt.
I know.
Really
nice
shirt. Huge compliment. Shirt. Would have Volpe send you that?
No, I bought these. I bought these.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah, from the store. Okay. But like,
by the way, Volpe looking real good.
Great. Looks really good.
Mm-hmm. Yanks almost blew that game last night, but that's fine.
See, yeah, Lewisga's out. Season's over.
A win's a win, Mikey. A win's a win.
Yeah,
You're up 8-2 and you win 9-8. I mean, I know a dub is a dub, but my God.
Tell you what drives me nuts, too.
That's concerning.
Red Sox can't lose. These guys are lights out. They're supposed to be losing.
They're frauds, though.
I thought they're supposed to be terrible.
I thought so, too, Joe. I thought so too.
I thought it was Baltimore's year, to be honest. We'll see. So
all right, let's go on into our buy or sell of the week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you not like? Buy or sell might have been running for 5 years. It's been a long time coming, the 4 years maybe of the Brentley Dumb Show. Let's start with Joey D. Joey D, what do you like for the buy or sell?
I'm going to sell this week. I bought a couple of weeks now. I'm going to sell, and it comes based on what Mikey V was talking about, customer service. I am selling the robotic operator customer service that these companies now have switched to. Trying to speak to a human being is near impossible now. It is becoming more and more difficult to just even the simplest of things. You got to press buttons. You got to get triggered to this. You got to go here. You got to go there. Then you got to listen through every single option, because if you miss it, then you got to listen to it all back. I just want to talk to somebody who can hear what my issue is and handle it accordingly. And I think that now what they're trying to do is they're putting these bots out there so that they don't have to have people deal with us. And you know what? That's just not right, because I feel like I would be a lot more civil just with the person. By the time I'm done with these bots and then I could actually get an option to speak to a person, I get so riled up that it's actually not fair to the person who then has to deal with me. Switch that's from the right. robotic.
Ain't that the truth? Oh boy, ain't that the truth?
Man. Truer words never said.
Oh Lord,
that's church.
But do
that's
you guys church. Not realize it? Like, am I wrong, or is it more and more increasingly difficult? No matter what it is, it used to be just like banks or something. Now it's everything, it's dude. Everything, it's, yeah. It's everything. It's like, when did we become so technologically entrenched that I can't even talk to a human being anymore?
Here's
it's
what I like,
pretty
though.
Sad.
What I do like with those, and I don't disagree, it's hard to disagree with that, but what I do like, playing devil's advocate here, what they do go to is, if there's the long wait, I really appreciate the callback option where they will.
I'll never do the callback.
Why would you not
do the
call?
I don't do the callback.
I don't trust that. I trust. I
do. You know,
I don't trust it either.
I don't trust that callback as far as
they always
fit.
Oh, they always call back.
The callback time is 15 minutes. I did it one time. They called me back in almost an hour later. I will stay on until the end. What they do with the callback is, every schmuck who does the callback, they get rid of them in line, and then they push them to the end of the pile. That's what they do. It's like going to a deli, getting a number, and then ripping the number up and just say, I'll wait outside. You can call me when you're ready.
Yeah, but if it's not an emergency, I think the callback's great. You can keep going with your day. And again, they will call back. A lot of people think they won't call back. They will definitely call back. So I appreciate that option. Mikey V, let's go over to you. What's going on?
Please hold. Please hold. You're on hold. This is the generic hold music.
I can't hear it. Put it up.
Can't hear a word.
You can't hear it?
No. It's like we're talking to Jet. That's horrible. How bad?
I don't know how that doesn't come over anyway. It was the generic hold music. I'm going to buy this week, and I'm going to buy this national championship matchup. But by the time this pod releases, the national championship will be decided in college basketball. But I'm going to buy the Purdue-UConn matchup. I'm going to buy 2-1 seeds in the final. You don't see it often. And I think that this year, if there was ever a year where it makes the most sense, I think the number one overall seed, UConn, and this Purdue team, who finally has broken through after a couple of years of being, you know, a very highly touted team, has finally broken through the final. I think it's going to be an iconic national championship game on Monday night. I think it's going to be really good. I don't know if Purdue could run the floor with UConn. That's where I think UConn will have the advantage, just running the floor athletically. But I think this is like, this is as good of a matchup as you could get. I think they're clearly the two best teams, the teams that have been covering every spread basically for the entire tournament. They've been crushing teams. UConn is 11-0 against the spread over two tournaments now. 11-0. That's
crazy. Purdue's covering everything too, by the way.
And that's what I'm saying. They're,
what is the spread this week or on Monday?
Six. Hey, I saw
for
six
UConn,
and a half.
UConn yeah. laying six.
Oh, Purdue's going to win that game.
That's what I see. That is, yeah. I don't know.
People probably.
Everyone is going to be on UConn, man. I think Purdue's going to win.
People aren't going to enjoy
Edie
this.
If Edie plays well,
they, you know, the game will already have been played by the time people
right.
hear this. But yeah,
that's
I,
right.
I just,
but I'm buying the final though, and maybe I'll eat my words. Maybe by the time this pod drops, it's going to be a flop of a final. But I don't think so. I think it should have been an epic game, an epic matchup with Edie and Klingon and all these guys. I just think it's as good of a matchup as you could have got. You know, the Cinderella stories are always nice. It's great to see these teams make the runs. But I think if you really, like, said to people, who are the two best teams in the country before these were the two teams that are, like, the matchup that I think is the best. So I'm gonna buy the national title. And I hope I don't eat my words. I hope it's a good game. I do, too.
I hope you're right. I think UConn's too good. By the way, I said that I didn't like the thing that Hurley did when he like threw a fit when they were up like 25 or 30. I'm all in on him now. I think he's fucking awesome. And he's obviously just a really, really good coach. They've been showing so much like behind the scenes of him. He's pretty fascinating. Like he really is a hard-o, but like that's like really him. It's not a bit.
What impressed me yesterday with UConn, like Purdue took care of business. I think Purdue was the obvious play. Like NC State, that run to me had to end, as unfortunate as it is. But the thing that impressed me with UConn against Alabama was
UConn played Alabama's game that whole first half. Alabama just wanted to run up and down the court, shoot threes, and it seemed like UConn just went pound for pound, punch for punch with them, played their game, beat them. Then in the second half, all the scoring slowed down, and UConn just pounded them into the dirt eventually. And Bama hung, but, I mean, again, UConn really impressive. Really impressive.
Yeah. So. All right, I'm gonna buy college basketball as well. It might be an obvious buy. I swear to God, I was gonna buy Sketch before we started talking about him.
Oh, just buy him.
Well, no, but I do have another buy that I would like to say. It's it's probably an obvious one, but Caitlin Clark. This is the first time, not only the views that she's bringing to women's basketball, and look, nothing against women's basketball. You would not find me watching or being excited.
It's been better than men's, Bob.
I mean, it's been great. It really, it's that LSU-Iowa game. Yeah. I was treating that like it was like, I was looking forward to tip off to watching that game. And
14 million other people.
Yeah, that has never been the case. And it really is fascinating. And she's such a class act. Like when you hear her talk, she really is. She's a total class act. So I get it's a little bit of an obvious buy, but I'm all in on Caitlin Clark, and it's hard not to be.
That's a good buy. I had a similar thing on last week's sports, Mikey, and I said the same thing. But
you should tell Bob what you told us about the viewership on that game. How it was. I mean, sure. I thought that was insane.
The viewership for the Iowa LSU. Elite Eight game or Final Four game? Or was it Elite Eight?
Elite Eight.
The Elite Eight LSU UConn women's, it rated out higher than any NHL MLB regular season game the previous year. It rated out, the one that was the craziest to me was it rated out higher than any college football regular season game except for one, which to me was astounding because, you know, college football always, like, it didn't crack any NFL records, obviously, but for it to outrank every regular season college football game, that's wildly impressive.
Prime time too.
Wildly impressive because you think of all those like big college football matchups through the whole year. Only one beat that in the ratings. It's incredible. So hats off to women's college basketball this year. Insane.
That Angel Reese is pretty unbelievable too.
She's great.
Yeah. Oh man,
she is.
That game, I think Clark had like 9 3-pointers or 10 3-pointers.
Nine.
41 points. I mean, God.
Yep. Pretty unbelievable.
Freak. Then they beat UConn. But they're going to get worked.
Oh, South Carolina. Bob, do you realize South Carolina ticket told us in the Sportsman, they are 37-0. They have not lost a game.
So is Iowa underdogs on them?
Yes.
South Carolina's insane. I'll look it up right now. I think it was a large number too. That's how good South Carolina just kills everybody.
Wow.
The only team that played them close in the tournament was Indiana, I think. That was the only close game they had. 6.5. So the men's is a 6-point line. The women's is a 6.5 point line. South Carolina -6. That game's today at 3:00. So I'll probably.
Caitlin Clark's a fun underdog to root on.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
The only thing is, you're going to have so many people betting on her too. It's like the Tiger.
You should ask the Jet what he likes.
South Carolina.
By the way, what if I could sell something? Let's sell his performance on that phone call. Was very, very concerning, man. I mean, what
poor
the fuck?
Guy? But he got put on the spot, though.
He did.
But give us something. Give us something to work with.
I mean, he could have told you to go fuck yourself.
I wouldn't have minded that. I kind of did.
There's one bear I really wouldn't poke. It's him. Like everyone else I don't mind, but him is somebody like I really am not going to push his buttons. I'm just not. I'll just leave it alone. Is that a mug with an R on it for Robert?
Moving right on.
Show me your mug. No. It is Show Me Your Mug Sunday. Let me see that mug. Let me just see that mug. That's a great mug. That's a good mug.
He's got a solid mug.
Goodbye. I will admit
it's
actually
great for my program. I gotta put it up there.
I kind of do like Show Me Your Mug.
Thank you.
I do. I think it's kind of interesting. I really appreciate that.
It's fascinating to see these people's. It is. It's like a step
kind of
into
enjoy
their
it.
It's wild. Yeah.
It's guilty pleasure of mine.
Good.
It really
That's
is.
What we like to hear. That's what we like to hear.
I do got to ask you, Mikey, it's just to bear sources, because something that I saw you do on Twitter that I wondered, and I am honestly asking, I'm not busting your balls, I'm not putting you on the spot, kind of putting you on the spot. You yep. put out that per source, the Bears mm-hmm. are drafting Caleb Williams.
And, yeah. Oh, no.
In oh, my fuck. Eyes.
What'd you do? You spilled this, coffee all over yourself? I spilled
coffee all over the floor. That's two spills. That's two oh, spills. I spilled coffee.
Look yeah, at this. Look at this. Look at this.
His is worse.
It's all oh, over the floor. Look at that rug. Look at that rug.
Is the dog okay?
Forget
that.
That's another question.
Did you get some on you, Bubba's? Oh, no. Fuck. I spilled it all over the carpet. That's I got two this cleaner. I spilled coffee all over the carpet, Nick.
Yeah, she's not going to be happy about that. She's
no,
not going to.
You know that rug. You know that rug cost a pretty penny.
That's a good-looking cleaner, though. That thing's
really good-looking. He's prepared, not scared.
You know what? I love it.
So what you got to do is you got to douse it.
Right.
Oh, he really got on that rug.
It went everywhere. Man. It went That's everywhere, it. Dude. It
went a lot. Everywhere. A lot. I blame Panera for that lid. That lid's got to be.
No,
be
I knocked it. I knocked it.
They're cutting corners on the lids because they saved it to the strip club.
They That's could be. No question about it.
That's outrageous.
I'm concerned for the dog now. Did the dog get hit with coffee?
It looks like it.
Is that spray safe for the dog? Because the dog likes to lay there.
No, the dog is safe.
Check the dog, Joe. Let's just check the dog.
Yeah, we should check on
Bringing the dog up there. He's
all right.
All right. Yeah. Cute pup.
Yeah, very cute pup.
Dog's fine.
That is that's like
Joe.
Dog.
That dog looks like Joe.
Joe is a Bowser. That's confirmed.
Joe's a Bowser.
Looks exactly like his dog.
That's amazing.
That is, I mean, that is unreal.
Hey, look, you're on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, Dre.
Yeah, Dre had a better performance than Jet did already. said more than Jet did. All right.
Okay.
I do want to ask, Mikey. You said per source that the Bears were drafting Caleb Williams. Bears Twitter.
I got
still,
so excited when I heard that I dropped
Bears,
the coffee.
Bro, Bears Twitter, again, they went nuts.
They're still nuts. Very upset with you. You took a lot very of shit upset. For that. It was really
it.
Interesting.
I love it.
But I will ask you, Michael. You tweeting that out, is sure. that low hanging fruit? Is that a layup just to get on their
layup.
Side?
Just an absolute layup.
Was it a
an
bit? Absolute layup.
You got roasted.
Oh, it's not a bit.
If
oh
it
yeah,
was a
it's
bit,
a,
oh, if no, it was a bit.
It's a bit,
I would
it's a bit in the
more.
Sense that there's no source whatsoever. It's a total.
So
bit.
It's a bit.
I mean,
okay. All right. That's
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
funny.
I mean.
Okay.
It's for the people out there that like went nuclear again, like, oh, just like your last source. I can't believe you would do this. Like read the room. Read the room here. Like
the
read the room.
Hysterical.
There's but no my, other option for them than to take Caleb Williams at this point. That is the only option for them.
That's
it's a guaranteed.
Great. Knowing that's
dunk.
A bit.
What if they take Drake May?
It's never gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's never gonna happen, dude. They had this guy for dinner and he had dinner with current
source.
Players. That's confirmed.
Public
that's
information.
Confirmed. They brought him out to Chicago, put him up at a steakhouse. Now here's the interesting thing.
Oh,
he
Jesus
ate
Christ.
In a he ate in a private room with current players and management ate in the restaurant.
Mikey.
So they brought him out and he Mikey. Ate with the current players. That's
I
that's
hate
a
to see
pipeline.
You got it. You got it. You got to remove yourself a little bit from like you. I hate
Michael
to
was there for the sides.
It's draft season. It's draft season. It's draft season.
Yeah. Mike, this is dressed up season. As a server and actually showed up.
Yeah,
at the
he would. He
not
would.
The draft. The draft is
as
the,
per source. He likes his steak medium rare.
The draft is a week after Talladega. After we get home from
Talladega.
Wow.
Talladega on the horizon.
Talladega is going to be fun. It's going to be exciting time.
Mikey's been sending me steakhouses since like 2 weeks ago.
No, Fleming's.
Fleming's
no,
gonna be
we
a lot
got,
of fun.
We got Ruth Chris.
We're
back on Ruth Chris. Yeah,
I
yeah,
am
found that,
if you don't think that seafood tower is making a play, then you
oh,
that's
no,
a lock of the century.
I honestly, Bob, I this is a crazy thing to say, but I swear to God, I would just forego some of the sides, go double seafood tower in the steaks. I really would do that. Maybe like one or two sides
that's
just to give it a look.
Right.
Yeah, I know, man.
The
but
beauty
that seafood tower
but the,
is so good.
The beauty
it's
of the
so,
seafood
so
tower. The beauty of the seafood tower is that there's so much. There was so much to where you
that's
can't
right.
miss out on the
that's
sides.
Right.
And Perez won't eat everything. You'll only dabble in some.
Enough, yeah, yeah, another beauty. Yeah, for sure. No, looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Look, I know we're going to go on another eating rampage. Like, I'll be mentally prepared. All I ask is it can't be the last one, dude. When we sat on the couch the last night of that Talladega trip,
that was a great time. That was a bonding. Joe, some would say that
Daytona. When we got the ice cream after dinner, that was preposterous.
The last couple ice creams. Well, you know, the last night, the fact that we ran it for ice cream was just ridiculous.
It was a great ice cream.
Oh, yeah, where you got the AI picture. I look like Jesus eating a taco ice cream. Yeah, where's that picture, Michael?
No, we don't need it.
It's in the archives.
Let's respect it.
No, it's worthy of show. It's worthy of a show.
I've never looked dopier
in my life. I look like a dopey fuck.
Well, you look good now, Joe, what are they – before we get into our Saint draft, just curious. When you go to Mass, like you're just coming back from Sunday Mass, what's like the normal amount to put in the pot, in the jackpot?
Not in the jackpot. It's not a bingo.
It's not a lottery. It's not like a 50 raffle. The jackpot.
Normally I put in $20, but they hit you with the double collection today, so I went 10 and 10.
Really? Why did I double on the collection?
I don't know, for I guess repairs to the church or something. The church is pristine; it doesn't need repairs. Right, so I went 10 and 10. I just split it up. Normally it's 20 piece.
Nice amount, though, Joe.
Yeah, that's very nice.
The Lord could use more of my money to ensure that I'm going to get into heaven. I need to be, yeah. Dude. I have got to be putting in. Mikey knows. I had a dream the other night. There were demons in it and stuff. I really need to get myself in a better spot.
I wonder.
What dream about
it
demons?
Was terrifying. I woke up in a sheer in like a dead sweat. There was demons in it. I mean, listen, I need to be putting myself in a better spot, especially, you know, I'm gonna get married in the next year. I'm gonna have a family. Like, I gotta get myself in a good spot here, Michael.
Yeah, you do. One can only know
if the Lord knows that 20 piece is from an over under. That ain't from fucking plumbing. That ain't blue collar money.
That ain't blood money.
That was the Dick's money, Bob.
That's a lie, because that Dick's payment did not come in yet. That's a fucking lie.
If it
that
did, by the way, Bob, that post went nuclear. Did you see that?
What at you?
It's got 1.7 million views.
That's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive.
All in on TikTok.
Did they have you do the paid partnership on that, Joe? Something I think TikTok boosts.
They boosted.
It does.
So they asked, when you do a paid partnership on TikTok, there's something that you have to open, and it generates like an ad Swift code. And then when you give that code to them, they've paid to boost the views. But I mean, it went nuclear. I don't think that they expected it to go that crazy.
I did a Rockstar energy drink ad on TikTok, and I looked at it, and they did that paid promo. It had like 19 million views, and I'm looking at it, I'm like,
I think it's going to get more views, but 19 million, I mean, they would have had to pay a king's ransom. I mean, yeah. I think at that point, they're still going to be thrilled, because that's more views than they probably
checked. I would think so, but it didn't seem real. Not to take away from your Dick's ad. It's a great ad.
A lot of bags of ice.
Listen, this guy could bury himself. He'd be like Han Solo. He'd be covered in ice.
In carbonite.
Frozen in time.
In carbonite. Yeah.
Are we ready? We ready for the top five?
Can I say something before the top five?
Sure, Joe. Sure.
I'm very nervous about this top five. I was thinking about how many different variations there are. There's not that many, dude.
I'm loaded and ready to go.
There we go.
I am. But I live in the bagel epicenter, so it's a little different for me. I live in the epicenter of bagels.
There are some of these bagels I may have tried once, and I got to put it on the list because there's simply not enough variations that I can forego it.
Understood.
I get what he's saying. I think it's going to get it's going to get a little weird.
It's going to get interesting.
Four or five.
It's going to get interesting.
I do have to address, and I think you guys would agree with me, maybe not. Me went in the top five last week.
Yeah, the asterisk performance.
The Cheez-It move. Okay, me having Cheez-It. And I put it on the Instagram. And me putting Cheez-Its, I do understand the controversy of me putting Cheez-Its as chips. And I ended up winning the top five. I get it. But again, what I said is true, that the committee is right here. And if you guys were to put it down, I would have had another thing ready to go. It's on you guys whether or not you approve it or not. Yeah. And I think you get it, Joey D.
Listen, I was going to say something. I thought it was such a god-awful pick that I just let it slide anyways.
Well, I won.
I'm being honest. Hands up. I mean, I think, Bob, you won from your first three picks. Because the last pick was, I don't think anybody's going to have that in their top five with the Cheez-Its. And I don't know what you had it for. But you going Doritos, Nacho, Cape Cod, Doritos, Sweet Chili. Those three picks, I think, is what did it for you. I don't know what you had in the fourth slot.
The Cape Cod and the Dorito is too much to overcome.
No, it's Doritos, Cape Cod, Doritos. I think that top three was just too hard to come back from. Now, I do think that had I had, I almost took Ruffles, cheddar, and sour cream instead of
the Pringles. Yeah, that was a big one that people.
And I do believe if I had gone Ruffles, but I had already picked the Ruffles, so I tried to go with the variation. If I had gone Ruffles instead of that. Instead of the Pringles, I think I may have taken it. But, you know, I think sometimes some of these lists are very biased. If you have such a solid top two to three picks, you can win it just off that. Like with the breakfast, me going pancakes and bacon, like your top two to three picks are so vitally important that if you hit, it could still go through. But Bob, I mean, you're right. We didn't disqualify you. We didn't say anything. I think had we done, you would have. You're pretty good normally about like, just regrouping and having another pick at the helm. So I think there's no asterisk. I think we have to give him the clear
dunk. No, we give him the thing. I'm just breaking balls. Here's the problem is with the draft style, the snake draft style, I got to be honest, like I'm paying attention to what you guys are saying only in the sense that if it gets crossed off my list, I'm concentrating on my big board. That's what a GM does. I'm not concerning myself with what you guys are doing, right? So I'm not going to evaluate your picks. I'm trying to work through my big board, where my guys are falling and where I have them ranked. And if they're going down, if they're going up, who's coming off the list, who's going on the list. So I, you know, it's tough for me to do both, you know, act on the committee.
That's a good way to do it. I did that for the movies. I put like one seeds, two seeds, three seeds. Yes. And shockingly, it didn't go anything like I thought it would. And there were so many like top tier seeds left that it kind of actually messed me up. I was kind of like I didn't know where to go with it.
Welcome to draft season, baby.
All right, boys. Well, look, let's get down to business into our top five. Today's top five is going to be top five types of bagels. That is going to be top five types of bagels. A lot of bagels out there, but as Joe said, I think it might get a little weird. Come around four or five is going to get a little bit interesting. Me winning, I think it was me, then it was Joey D, then it was Mikey V. I'm going to go ahead and elect for the first overall pick.
Of course you are.
I would like – no, but this is one where you could do
– You could.
The third pick, but I'm going to go with one. And Joey D, where would you like to select?
Well, I got to go three and four. I got to go three and four because, again, I feel like the amount of top-tier bagels are very limited to the point where, like, after that, it starts to get
really – It's going
to
get weird. It's going to get really, really weird.
How weird it's gonna get.
But let's get down to business.
He's taking sesame number one. Let's just call it what it is.
Sesame.
Is that right?
No.
Or no, poppy seed.
No.
I know what he's gonna take.
I've been on a new phase, and I just think it's just a no-brainer every single time. Poppy's way up there for me, but I've been on a whole new kick. Everything is the best bagel.
That's right.
What I was take.
Yeah, everything's the best bagel. Give me everything in one.
I'm going to do something. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to take a plain bagel. I think a plain bagel is something that, you know, if it's done right, it just never misses. It's one that, you know, not thought about often, but I just think it's a must play at two is the plain bagel. Give me plain.
That's sensational. I'm going to go sesame at three.
Okay.
And I'm going to come back with poppy seed at four.
Mikey, you really set him up nicely.
I'm not a fan of sesame seed.
Mikey.
Poppy, yes, but.
Let me cook. Clown a fucking layup just now.
Go ahead and put me down for egg everything bagel.
Is there such thing as an egg?
I thought it's just egg. I think you could just take egg bagel, Mikey.
No. I don't want an egg bagel. I want egg everything bagel.
What a wild look. If you would have told me.
I want an egg everything.
If you would have told me that Mikey needs to pursue mixed with a plain bagel and an egg every, like, what?
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Wow.
Keep going.
Hey, maybe the Bears will take Drake May after seeing this.
Sure. Have your fun.
Have your fun. Joe, you took sesame, right?
And poppy seed, Bob.
Come on, man.
Oh, this is sensational. This is truly fun. Even the voices can't get you out of this one, Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. All right. Fuck it. Give me Cinny Raisin.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Cinny Raisin at 2. And then you could go ahead and lock me in. Oh boy. Give me blueberry at 3.
That's tough.
Mikey was tough. Expecting blueberry to come back.
Yeah, I was.
It's been a tough draft. It's been a really, really tough draft.
And that's what GMs do, Bob. They focus on the big board.
Yeah. Next man up.
That's that big board's looking a little fucked up right now.
Joe, you're in last place in the top 5. You're in last place.
I mean, it's fine.
I mean, let's call a spade a spade.
He's had a tough showing.
Very tough showing.
You know what they say? You're only as good as your last go.
That's right.
Is that what they say? Is that the saying? Put me down for, I got it there. I'm going to keep it there. It's a great pick. Give me Pumpernickel.
All right. I'm going to go jalapeno cheddar here.
Oof. Well, that's a tough. Mikey Beeman, Pumpernickel, dude. This guy is getting absolutely destroyed.
This may be one of the worst top 5s I've ever seen.
From the guy that's in the bagel epicenter. He is
bagel epicenter, man. Bagel epicenter. Listen.
He must be going at the end of the day when they got nothing left, Bob. They're just giving him the scraps. Yeah. Give me the old pumpernickel.
He's going to Luna's Woodfire Tavern for bagels. He's having Louie whip him up bagels.
He'd probably make a good bagel.
Yeah, I bet he would.
All right, and then on the way back, I'm gonna go with the flagel.
It's a good play, the flagel.
Does the committee approve it?
Yeah, I like that play. It was on my list.
I did too. It's good listy. All right, back over to Mikey.
Give me French toast.
Good pick. Yeah, that's a good pick. Give me Asiago.
I don't like cheese on bagels for some. I just don't. But I understand that. I just don't like it.
Give me Asiago, and then give me salt bagel to round it up.
You motherfucker, man. That's a scumbag move.
Put together a nice little list.
You didn't even know about the salt bagel until I talked about it.
No.
You didn't know the bagel existed. No, you didn't.
And by the way, you had every opportunity to take salt before you.
It was my fault.
Pumpernickel. You talk about
pumpernickel. Pumpernickel is a great bagel.
The pumpernickel bagel is the tilapia of fucking bagels.
That's outrageous.
It really is. It's an
absolute cinnamon raisin. The cinnamon raisin's the tilapia of bagels. No. The most overrated bagel in the game is the cinnamon raisin bagel.
Joe, tell him that's not true.
I'm not going to listen to Joe. Doesn't even fucking know bagels.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. His list could do better than mine. I'm just sorry. But
that's quite an accusation.
Look at our collective list. Some would say that I know a hell of a lot more than you do.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, listen, cinnamon raisin's way overrated. It's an overrated bagel. Mikey, come on, Bob. There's only so much you could do with a cinnamon raisin bagel.
The pumpernickel is the bottom feeder. Pumpernickel's a versatile play.
Pumpernickel, you could do anything. No, you could do breakfast sandwich. You could do cream cheese, butter. Yeah. You're not putting fucking Taylor ham, egg, and cheese on a cinnamon raisin bagel, are you?
No, but it's a certain thing that you put the cream on the cinnamon raisin. It's terrible. Bagel. It's a good bagel. It's a good bagel.
Overrated bagel.
It's the bottom feeder of, come on. You would have done pumpernickel at three if you could run it back.
Yeah. Where I was, what people had, sure. Well, maybe salt. I you know, the blueberry got taken right before me, which was also a scumbag move because Bob knows that I love blueberry bagels.
I like a blueberry bagel too.
Yeah, sure. Like anyway, my last pick. I'm gonna go whole wheat everything bagel. Whole wheat everything.
That's good play, by the way, Mikey.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll go multigrain bagel for my last pick.
All right. Look, we got to, Mikey V, why don't you read off what we got here today?
Bob, you got everything: cinnamon raisin, blueberry, Asiago, and salt. You know, I don't think this is going to be your week. I think it's going to be Joe's week.
Go ahead.
I have plain egg everything, pumpernickel, French toast, whole wheat everything. Joe has sesame, poppy, jalapeno, cheddar, flagel, multigrain.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
You see, people, I don't know if people are grasping the fact that we're now drafting, because I see a lot of comments.
A lot of people are just not.
All the lists are terrible, but I don't know if they understand, like, we can't.
That's very upsetting, because that means they're not listening to the episodes.
Yeah.
That is.
That's what really upsets me.
That hurts.
And when people make those comments, I almost want to come back and say something.
No, please don't, Joe. Just let it go.
Listen, it's just like, you can't. Listen, I don't mind you talk shit about my list, but listen to the episode. Listen to the episode, because they don't even know that we're doing snake drafts. We've been doing snake drafts for weeks now, Bob.
Yeah.
It's upsetting. I'm not saying it's not upsetting. It's
very little upsetting.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. But we do love our fans here at the Brilliant Dump Show. 5 years now.
Do.
5 years now they've been running. Five total years. That's right. Okay. Well, here's the bottom line. It's out there. We'll let the fans decide. I had another. I took a page out of Joey D's playbook. He actually recommended that I do it. We're doing like a behind the scenes for Bob Sports. I had to postmates a basketball, so I made fun of him when he postmated that basketball.
Oh.
The postmate of the basketball could be lower than the ice. To be
honest. Why did you postmate a basketball?
Because I didn't have time to go out. No, we're doing like a behind the scenes like basketball shootout.
Okay,
that could be lower than the ice, to be quite frank.
Yeah,
you know, it comes full circle, you know, full circle. I remember I was heavily, heavily laughed at when I did that. Now it's I was staying on the road in a hotel when I did it. Bob's at the comfort of his home.
You could have got the bagel. You could have got the basketball, Joe.
Yeah, if you asked. I could have got it from Dick's.
Could have got it from Dick's.
There you go. There you go.
Real good basketball for the Dick's Sporting Goods, folks. You might want to check them out. Wilson, Spalding.
Spalding.
All right. It's time to close the show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that does it. 5 years in running. By the way, I don't know if that's actually factual. On the 5 years.
Oh my God, Bob.
It's right around the time. It's right around the time.
And I didn't want to wait 4 years and 10 months.
Could be. That does it. That has been another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who've served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.